Yes, I'm very happy to be here in the WRTI Performance Studio with pianist Eleanor Bindman. Eleanor, welcome.
Thank you, and I'm very happy to be here as well.
It's been so great getting to know you and practice with you. You have brought a program that people who love the music of Bach will enjoy so much, and especially Bach on piano, your own terrific arrangements of the Brandenburg Concertos.
Thank you.
For our listeners, just tell us in a few words what the Brandenburg Concertos are and why they are so cherished in classical music.
The Brandenburg Concertos were actually six disparate pieces of music which Bach composed for an orchestra, but they have become a set when he presented them to the Margrave of the town of Brandenburg in 1721. And they, because of their wonderful polyphonic structure and their diversity in a way, have really become one of the most wonderful and cherished pieces in the orchestral repertoire. Not the least of the reasons is because I think we know so many oratorios by Bach and not that much purely orchestral music. So it's listened to and recorded quite a bit.
They're such masterpieces, and you have decided to arrange all six for piano four hands, piano duet. You call them the Brandenburg duets?
Yes, I do, and it's really for search engine optimization. I think it would be easier for people to find the Brandenburg duets.
Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but I'm very eager to play one of these with
so
you, a movement. What should we do?
How about number three? It's many people's favorite.
Okay, maybe the first movement?
Let's go for it.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
So much fun.
Great job. Amazing.
Well, we just met less than 24 hours ago, so I think that was pretty fun.
Look at this.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to play that. What a joy, Eleanor.
Thank you.
I have to say, what a massive undertaking it was to transcribe all six of Bach's Brandenburg Concertos. You were just telling me your perfect pitch played into it, your scholarship, studying the scores. What compelled you to take on such a huge project?
It started out by owning an existing score by Max Reger, which I tried to play through a few times with a partner, and it never quite seemed feasible because the top part just seemed unwieldy as best, as you actually wrote. And the bottom was really kind of boring because there weren't many notes in there. But I really was eager to program the second concerto in 2014 into the series that I was curating, a Bach series. And I looked at it and I just decided I will tweak it, just the second concerto. And then I realized that I can't just tweak it, I have to start anew. And it took me 3 months to prepare for that particular recital. But I enjoyed it so much, and I loved being able to actually play one of the Brandenburgs, and the audience responded so well that I said, you know, I have to do all six. But it was such a daunting prospect because I knew how long it would take that I waited until 2016. I waited almost 2 years until I said, okay, I just have to start doing it. And then for 2 years, I you know, my family basically was eating microwave meals and, you know, I was done 2 years later.
But what a fabulous result.
Thank you.
You were speaking earlier with me about how you grew up in Latvia.
Yes.
In the Russian piano school method.
Yes.
And how important piano duets, piano forehand music is to that style of learning. Is that something very different from what students get here in America?
Well, I think it is because there's not enough time here in America. Most students actually only take piano lessons for a while, so there's not enough time for sight reading or duets. And growing up, the main Russian piano textbook actually had a duet section, and from the very beginning, kids are encouraged to play, and it aids the rhythm, play with somebody else.
And it's so much fun to play with somebody
else.
Yes,
it's more fun. You hear more, you feel that you're making music right away.
Yes, and for pianists, it can be rather lonely sitting at your instrument all by yourself, just practicing away.
That's true.
You know, another question I have for you is, the Bach original score is so full of orchestral color.
Yes.
Is there any advantage to reducing that score for just one piano and four hands? What are some of the advantages?
I think the main advantage is that you can hear by eliminating a lot of secondary harmonic material of the orchestra, which would be, you know, the piano string orchestra mostly, you would hear more of the actual counterpoint, which when you listen to an orchestra gets lost because there's a body of sound which is really still largely harmonic except for the solos which you hear. But what I had to do when I transcribed this was to first and foremost transcribe the solos and of course the bass line, and that already was usually four, even five voices. So I think the ear is really almost, you know, brought into this different stratosphere because all you're hearing is counterpoint.
So I think it would be fun for us to try something with a beautiful melodic line. Do you have something else in mind?
Well, sure. My favorite all of the second movements of all the Brandenburgs are magnificent and so varied, but my favorite by far is from Concerto No. 1, where there's a beautiful oboe and solo violin melody kind of suspended over the orchestra. So why don't we try that?
Okay, let's give it a try.
Great.
Be the oboe.
I wanted the seconda to feel good, giving a lot of melodies.
And we're crossing hands here, which is something people can see if they're watching it on Facebook.
It's fun.
Thank you.
Bach really did write such gorgeous melodic lines.
It's just heavenly. It's impossible that somebody could actually intellectually conceive of something as beautiful as this.
And it sounds so spontaneous as well. So back to your Brandenburg duets. You have recorded all six of them with pianist Jenny Lin.
Yes, we have, and it was released in March on the Naxos Grand Piano label, and it's actually doing quite well. People seem to really like it, and I'm so happy.
And we just got listener comments for when we programmed it on Saturday.
Oh, really?
For Saturday Morning Classical Coffee House. People were very moved by your beautiful arrangement and performance.
That's great to hear.
Now, Naxos, which has the Grand Piano label, said something very interesting to you before they would sign you in this work. And what was that?
Well, I was told that social media is extremely important, and the numbers of followers are very important. So I had to, you know, buckle up and do some social media work to promote this.
So along those lines, you said that you're doing something very interesting on Twitter, actually, or your Monday Bach. Can you tell us about that?
Well, actually, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, although that's limited to a minute, to aid the Bach cause, which I'm at this point a great proponent of, I actually do a live video every Monday under the hashtag Monday Morning Bach, where I just record a piece of Bach's, and it's on YouTube as well. And it's actually been great as far as gaining a following. People love Bach, and especially on Mondays.
Yes, we all need our dose of Bach.
That's what
and
they
I just
say.
Want to bring your CD up to the camera. So
thank you.
While you talk, here I am bringing it up to the camera so people can see it.
And so I think it's just really important to say that I was actually trying to write, as complex as the music is, I wanted to write a fairly simple arrangement because my goal is to publish this perhaps even in time for the 300th anniversary of the concertos. And I would love to bring it to pianists because the body of repertoire for piano four hands actually needs something like this so much. And I was always under the impression that it actually existed because the Max Reger transcription is out there and people have it, but it's really not playable.
Yes, it's so this is much more gratifying.
Yes, and I'm hoping that adult amateurs and students will enjoy it especially, not just professionals.
I'm sure that they will. And what is the strategy for you to get them published?
Well, I wanted to make a recording because if I have a recording, which would be a great reference for publishers, how it sounds and the popularity of it, I thought that would be helpful, and then I'll just approach publishers.
That sounds
see how it goes.
Terrific, and I'm sure you'll be successful.
Thank you. I hope so.
Well, I think we have time for one more.
Do we? Okay.
Yeah. What would you like to do?
I think something festive and jubilant to celebrate Bach.
Okay. So what should we...
The last movement of the sixth concerto.
Okay, and the original instrumentation, just to remind our listeners.
The original instrumentation for that is actually only string orchestra from the violas and lower. So I needed to put some things in the upper register.
Okay. Okay,
no
so hopefully no violas will be offended, but
no.
I think they'll enjoy this too.
I hope so.
Okay, great. Thank you. so much. Eleanor Beinman, it was such a pleasure to have you here at WRTI. Thanks so much for bringing your fantastic Brandenburg Concerto arrangements, your Brandenburg duets, and thanks so much for playing with me.
I was delighted, and thank you so much for agreeing to play with me.
And I can't wait till they are published so that pianists everywhere in the world can have the pleasure that we did today.
That's my wish.
And thank you so much to all our listener members.
Thank you.
Of WRTI. We can't keep this music on the air without you.